Our friend Sean Latch from the Verson Power Astronomy Center, the Jordan Planetarium at the University of Maine, and currently the hardest working man in show business. Sean, good to have you here with us today.
Thanks for having me. Yep, all eclipse all the time, at least for a few more days.
So after next week, will you be happy to go like maybe 2 or 3 weeks without even hearing the word eclipse?
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, it's awesome to have this, you know, and we haven't had one since 63 here in the state. We won't have it again until 2079. So, I mean, I am excited for it. But yes, it has been, the last few weeks have been sort of, like I say, all eclipse all the time. It's been, you know, lots of special presentations, planetarium shows, school groups, teacher workshops, you name it, you know, eclipse classes, yada, yada. But it's been really good. And, you know, and the really good news is right now the weather looks like, yeah, even though the next couple of days are going to be bad, but it looks like Monday we should have good weather for the eclipse, which is really, really important. So hoping, you know, hoping that that forecast stays as it is right now would be perfect in my mind, even though I don't necessarily want the big storm, but I'll take it if we get clear weather on Monday.
Right, right. And you're headed up early to Jackman for all the events going on there. Is it too late for people to plan to get up there?
I don't think it's too late. I think, you know, if you want to come to Jackman, the key things to know are that, you know, the housing up there is, you know, all the lodging is full, and it has been for some time. So you will have to come and go back. And remember, there's, you know, a two-lane road going in and a two-lane road going out. So plan accordingly. I think getting there probably won't be as bad the morning of. I think getting back, because typically after an eclipse happens, everyone scatters, and that's when the problem is. When I was out west in 2017, it was about an hour and a half from our drive from Boise to where we were viewing the eclipse, and it took about 7 hours getting back.
Wow.
And that was on four-lane roads. Now, it won't be that bad here in Maine, because Maine is not going to have the exceptional traffic that, you know, that a lot of other places will have. Still, there are probably going to be about 40,000 people coming into the state besides our local population who will be trying to make it to eclipse, you know, locations. So just plan accordingly. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Bring some extra snacks with you, you know, for your trip back in particular, because you might get stuck in the car for a while. Things like that. Just plan ahead. And that's the biggest thing, you know, and the governor said so, you know, during her visit to our facility on Monday. And it really is about planning ahead, just, you know, and making, you know, making sure that you have warm clothes, you have the things you need, because, you know, things can change here in Maine. Yeah. And please don't pull off on the side of the road and try and, you know, see it from the side of the road. Get to a parking lot, get somewhere where you're not going to get stuck and you're not going to, you know, of course, create other issues. So.
Now, I know around here, because my son is in the fourth grade here in Bangor, the Bangor schools are doing a half day on Monday, yep, and letting people out early. If people are here in Bangor, I know we're not going to get totality, but what will people see if they can't get out of town?
So, yeah, there will be obviously a partial eclipse. We get about 98.7% or so, which is, you know, it's a, you know, a partial. I tell folks, you know, the difference between a partial, it's, you know, lightning bug versus getting hit by lightning, or flying in a plane versus jumping out of a plane without a parachute. It's a different experience. But that being said, I know some folks can't travel. For all partial eclipses, you have to have eye protection, either eclipse glasses, welder's glass number 14 or higher will work. You can do pinhole projection where you're not looking at it directly but seeing a projected image. But you need to have, you know, be careful with your eyes. Only during totality is it safe to look at the sun, and you won't get totality here in the Bangor, Orono, Old Town, VZ, you know, even Augusta, Portland. You know, basically the populous areas of our state do not have it. So you need to get to the path if you want to see it. And I tell folks, too, you know, if you can't make it to Jackman or Holton, you know, Patton will work. Lincoln will work.
Yeah, Millinocket. Yeah.
You know, Dover Foxcroft, Milo. All of those places get totality. Now, it'll be shorter there. You might only get 40 seconds or a minute or something like that, depending on exactly where you are, but you'll still get totality, which is a completely different experience than a partial. So if you can get to the path, I urge you to do so. Just plan accordingly and be careful about, again, you know, not pulling off on the side of the road. Just, you know, try to get to a parking lot, try to get to someplace that's safe to view.
Now, also, people know already, but we'll remind them once again that you've got some special programs going on through the rest of this week, but you will be closed on Monday and Tuesday at the Verson Power Astronomy Center, as you have announced for some time.
Yeah, we've been saying for a while, but people keep asking, can we get our eclipse glasses? Yes, as long as you get them by Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, we are closed. Our entire team will be in Jackman. We're part of a NASA project. We can't be at the planetarium. The building will be locked. There will be nothing there. So if you want to do viewing and you are staying here local, I encourage you to reach out to the Bangor Public Library and the Orono Public Library. Those two places were planning on doing some public viewing the last time I talked with them, and things like that. But if you need eclipse glasses, you need to get them. If you're going to get them from us anyway, you need to get them by Sunday. We have, you know, programming Sunday afternoon. We have a special eclipse weekend all day Saturday with all three of our eclipse programs showing, starting off at 10 a.m. and going till about 5 o'clock and probably even later, I'm guessing, because we might have some add-ons depending on how things go. Book your tickets, come in and see us. We've got posters about the eclipse. We've got T-shirts. We've got all the eclipse stuff that you might need. But with eclipse glasses, again, and we do have plenty, but again, you know, you want to get them before Sunday because or by Sunday. Sunday, we will also be kicking off our Taylor Swift music show, which the first one's already sold out, and we added a 5:15. also, you know, next weekend, we added another 5:15 on that. The first weekend sold out just even before we announced it. But we've got Taylor Swift as our music show for April. Our regular programming of the March programming basically is staying through this weekend with Eclipse Moments of Wonder on Friday night. That'll be our, you know, our evening showing for that. Then Sunday afternoon, of course, we've got the Total Eclipse Chasers of Lost Sleep at 2 o'clock as well. And then the following week, basically the week of the second weekend of April, we'll be switching over programming to Incoming, which looks at asteroid impacts and meteorites and things of that nature for our Friday night show, and Magic Globe, A Story of the Seasons, for our Sunday afternoon show. But Dark Side of the Moon did finish last weekend, and now we're on to Taylor Swift, so the music show does change this weekend already. So you know, if you're interested in that, get your tickets early, because that one's been a hot seller for some reason. Wow. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah, one of those things. And then we've got spring break programming, of course. The 15th through 19th, we've got a whole variety of different programming there, too. So, you know, you can check out our website to get all the details on that. Our eclipse page also has information. You can put in your location, get an idea from the American Eclipse site, you know, in terms of the amount of totality, when it starts and ends, because do remember that shadow is moving, and the timings will be very specific to where you are for totality in particular.
But here in Eastern Maine, we're looking, what, sometime in the 3 to 4 p.m. hour?
Yeah, so basically for all of Maine, the eclipse will start approximately around, you know, 2:15 to 2:20 in the afternoon. Totality, if you're in that path, is going to be, you know, around 3:30. Again, it varies a little bit. In Jackman, it's going to be 3:29:29 to 3:32:56. Those numbers are burned in my brain, of course, because of our project. But it will, yeah. And then the eclipse itself will finish off roughly around, you know, 4:18, 4:20 in the afternoon. Because there's basically, you have about an hour before and an hour after totality that you see the partial phases.
Right.
And that's, you know, typically after totality, that's when people will start to, you know, of course, all bolt for, you know, bolt for things, unless there are some who will stay through the end of the partial phases, but a lot of folks will jump on the road after totality and try to get back to where they need to be.
Absolutely. Now, once we're through the eclipse, what else can we look forward to in the skies in the month of April?
So there's a comet right now that might even be visible. Ooh. During totality. It's called Brooks Pond. It's just barely at naked eye visibility right now after sunset over low in the western sky. But during the eclipse day, we might get to see it in the sky, along with, we will see the planets lined up quite spectacularly along the path there. And then, you know, in terms of other things in April, we have some really nice planet viewing in general. Jupiter will be losing into sunset, but we are starting to, you know, our morning planets right now will be gaining Venus towards the end of the month and back into our evening sky. And there's the Lyrid meteor shower in April, too, which is, you know, a decent shower, again, depending on weather.
Right.
Also, with the sun being near maximum, this year should be a good year for aurora. Again, those are harder to predict, saying exactly when, but like I tell folks, keep an eye on spaceweather.com because there's been some big bursts recently. And again, the sun is at maximum solar max, so we are expecting some. And that should also make the corona look really spectacular during this eclipse.
Well, Sean, we wish you luck with everything this weekend, and especially on Monday. Great work getting us prepared and getting everybody ready for it. And I mean, you'll be, when the next one rolls around, you'll probably be retiring.
No, yeah, no. Head in the jar. 2079, I figure I'll be a head in the jar like the Futurama cartoons for the 2079 eclipse. You know, for the one that comes through Maine, there's other ones before that that I'll probably make it to. But for the one in Maine in 2079, I don't know. I think, unless, like I say, unless we're heads in the jars, it'll be a little challenging.
Fingers crossed. Weather continues to work out for Monday.
Yep. Keeping them crossed.
Good luck. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Sean Latch, Versant Power Astronomy Center, Jordan Planetarium, Eclipse Central here on a Wednesday.